RadioMD.com. It's health delivered daily. Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
People are forever complaining about airplane food, and while it's exciting to travel, sometimes if you're stuck on the airplane for a long time and that food looks so unappetizing, but yet you're hungry and mostly you're bored, so you eat it anyway. My guest today is Dr. Robin Dando. He's assistant professor in the Department of Food Science at Cornell University. So, Dr. Dando, why do people feel that airplane food is so bad, and if it is that bad, why is it that bad?
Well, airplane food is always kind of represented quite a difficult challenge, I think, for people to make. Just the logistics of making food for maybe 300 people, being able to store it and then warm it up. It's a difficult problem, but what we were wondering about was, it's difficult, but it's not that difficult. People have overcome bigger problems than this. So people have looked into, for example, the atmosphere of the plane. So you're under very high pressure. The air is very dry. People have tried to figure it out from that side. What we thought was the food that you perceive, what we think of as flavor, it really depends on all of our senses. So, for instance, if food is a different color, it starts to taste slightly different to you, despite it actually being the same. So one thing that's very noticeable about airplanes is you're being constantly barraged by very, very loud noise. So we thought maybe this could have something to do with it. So what we did was we had a bunch of people in our sensory testing facility. We put them with high-definition headphones listening to the airplane noise. This is recorded from an airplane and then played back at about 85 decibels. So around about what you would expect in an airplane cabin. And what we found was that our perception of taste is really pushed around by these loud noises.
Wow. How interesting is that? So what noises would make our perception of taste different?
Well, we tested, because we thought the airplane is an interesting model for noise and taste, because people complain about it so much, and it is one of the rare environments where you're ever going to be exposed to loud noises for this length of time. So we only tested this particular sound pattern. But people have looked into other things, too, and found that we're able to kind of enhance or turn the volume down on particular tastes with different sound patterns. So what we found was, in the airplane environment, things that are sweet begin to not taste so sweet anymore, whereas things that are umami, so this is a taste for savory, often found in things like soups and meats and cheeses, things that are umami begin to taste more intense to us.
Well, under that information, Dr. Dando, then why people think hospital food is terrible, and it's usually quiet in hospitals. So I'm just wondering if there's not also something to being in the environment where you're not necessarily comfortable, or where eating isn't the main priority, or, I mean, is there anything to that?
I mean, I think without a doubt, if you're in a hospital, you're not having a very good day usually. So I think your emotions are a little bit down. Things are not going to taste so good to you. But then also, it's not an environment that's been designed to appreciate the food. So, for instance, the hospitals have a particular smell to them, and anything that we think of as taste, about 70-80% of it is actually smell. We're appreciating the odors of our food as we eat them. So when you're in this environment of very, very strong disinfectant smell, and possibly worse, it's bound to bring down your enjoyment of any food, I think.
So those are the different factors that really perceive how we taste things. And when we look at fine restaurants, Dr. Dando, it would seem that they have very soft, usually classical type music, you know, really, really fancy restaurants where they give you very small portions of wonderful food. And I'm a foodie for sure. So I can see where the noise and the tumult of an airplane and the sound and the engine smells would kind of ruin our taste. What can we do about that?
Well, I think there's a couple of ways of looking at this. One, on our side, you could put on some noise-canceling headphones, and that should take care of at least the portion that comes from the loud noises. But on the other side of it, people who are designing these foods that you eat on airplanes, there's a lot of work that goes into it, but I'm sure they're designing them in a very quiet, very comfortable development kitchen somewhere. So they're not designing them in the same sensory environment that the food is being eaten in. So I guess from their side of it, maybe they could think about designing foods in the environment that they're going to be eating in.
That's a great idea. If we could get the companies that make the food for airlines and even for hospitals to design the food based on the place they're going to be eaten, that's certainly. Now, do you think this could cause us also to gain weight? Because if you said sweetened foods don't taste as sweet, I always get off the plane feeling like I ate too much. I feel full and fat because I haven't moved around. You know, so I would think that we're not even aware of the caloric content of the food we're eating as we're doing it.
Yeah, I think that's possible, but also don't forget that you are being portioned out a very, very precisely weighed out perfect square of food every time that you walk onto the plane. So it's rare that you're in a kind of a buffet environment where you can really overconsume.
I guess that's probably true. I'm sure that it is. So what would you want people to know about food? You're in food science, and I mean, that what a cool job and what a cool department that you're in. What do you want people to know about the food that they're ingesting? And when you're doing these studies, what do you want the main message to be?
Well, I think the main drive of our lab is that we are interested in kind of the whole environment. So when you consume food, you're not just perceiving the chemicals that are in that food. What you think of as flavor is actually a whole host of different inputs, from the things that you see, the things that you feel, your emotions at the time, or even your own state when we're talking about metabolism. So what I think is an interesting kind of point in the research that we do is that we don't just taste our foods, you know, we taste the entire sensory environment.
I think it's good advice to take in your whole sensory environment every time you eat. And they say that's one of the best ways to lose weight or to maintain your weight or to eat healthy is to sit down and take in that whole sensory environment. Right now, you write a blog on this?
We released a paper on this that was published in The Journal of Experimental Psychology, Human Performance and Perception.
So what's your best
probably
advice?
Probably not one that a lot of people subscribe to.
I was going to say, I mean, that sounds pretty much, you know, like a PhD paper, and it's a publisher-perish situation anyway, you know. But what do you want people to do? You just take in more sensory, maybe take in their surroundings, try and make it just a little bit more pleasant for themselves when they're on an airplane or somewhere else it's not that pleasant to eat?
Sure. Or on the other side, just to be mindful of if it's something that you can do something about yourself. You don't have to always eat your lunch at your desk in an environment that you might not be that happy about anyway. Maybe if you went outside or went to somewhere with slightly nicer surroundings, then you would appreciate the food more.
Absolutely true. We all need to smell and see and take in our surroundings, appreciate the food that you're eating, be in a much more calm environment. And it is about mindful eating. We talk about that a lot on these shows. And I think it's more and more important as we see the obesity problem in the country to not just eat for filler. Don't just eat. Eat for pleasure, eat for hunger, eat for when you need sustenance and energy, because that's when the food is going to taste better, look better, and just be all around better for you. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. If you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. More great show coming up. Stay well and stay tuned.